Hi, Millie. Thank you for talking to us this morning. Can you start us off, please, by telling us who you are, what you are doing at Kingsmead at the moment, and the things you enjoy most about what you're doing?
I'm Millie Hawkins. I do biology, chemistry, and maths at Kingsmead, and I enjoy those subjects because I like a challenge and I like to problem solve, and I find that I'm a good critical thinker.
So, can you tell us a little bit about GCSEs? It's been a while ago for you, but can you tell us what you enjoyed about GCSE for those subjects that you've taken?
In GCSE maths and chemistry, I enjoyed those subjects because I liked that I had one answer to get to and there was only one method to learn. I find things like that quite easy to understand and that there wasn't that as much variety as there is in English, because as much as there's variety, there's room for error. In biology, it's kind of similar. I just like problem solving in logical ways to get to answers.
Great. And can you tell us about A level at the moment? What are the sort of aspects of your courses that you enjoy now that you're doing them at A level?
I like the practicals. I find that they're a lot more in-depth, specific, and they're a lot more fun to do. And the questions are a lot more difficult. So if you enjoy challenges, it would be a good subject to pursue.
So can you tell us a little bit more about those practicals? Which ones have you enjoyed the most?
In Year 12, we made plastic bags from potatoes when learning about polymers. It was quite interesting, as you wouldn't normally think you could do something like that, but it was achievable, and we did it in the end. It was quite fun to do.
Great, thank you very much. So, what's next for you? What are your aspirations after you finish your A levels?
I've applied to medicine with a backup of pharmaceutical chemistry. So I find that the subjects I've taken, specifically chemistry, are really helping me with courses like that. Universities love seeing people with A-level chemistry. It's really quite impressive.
All right, thank you very much.